This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Glenn, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to do it. Humble as well up there. Greetings from New York City.
Yes, yes. Hopefully some of that warm weather that you're experiencing makes its way here.
It's still not warm enough for me. This is not baseball weather yet, but I'm waiting for it to come maybe next week.
No, I'm hoping so. I wish it would have come in time for the Mets homestand, but hey, the next one, it should be warm. Glenn, let's focus in on Albany, where the Democrats have the majority in the Assembly and in the Senate. However, there seems to be a disagreement when it comes to the budget. Where is the holdup in Albany?
Well, as on the day we're speaking here, this is, you know, so we're 10 days overdue, and I was just doing some research. In 2022, the budget was around the same. It was 9 days late, but last year it was 20 days late. This is all, again, during the Hochul administration, and I believe the year before that it went into May. So I think Governor Hochul's made it clear that, you know, this isn't really about dollars anymore. When people hear budget, right, they think it's about money, and I'm sure that's part of the negotiation, but it's more nowadays about policy and how, you know, politics on both sides of the aisle affects that policy. And the governor has made it clear that, listen, if lawmakers have to stay in Albany through the Easter break to work this out and try to get what she wants, she's going to ask them to stay. So this could go on for a while.
And looking at some of those policy differences between the governor and Democrats in the Assembly, one of those has to do with the upcoming election and lieutenant governor. She wants to make it so that the governor and lieutenant governor candidates run together through the primary, correct?
Yes, yeah, so they actually want to have a bill that says that. And that all comes, of course, because of the situation with the lieutenant governor Delgado. It's kind of been a split where, he got the boot off the ticket, and it caused more political disarray. And I have to tell you, I do some, you know, obviously what they call man on the street interviews here in Manhattan last week about the situation. I couldn't even have one person name the lieutenant governor in New York, which is interesting, right? I mean, I think a lot of states, that's a situation, but people are certainly, at least, you know, in my experience doing, you know, the reporting I do in the mornings here in the city, a lot of people either are not following it or just don't care or don't know. They had no clue about this particular part of the budget and who the lieutenant governor even was. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, because it's not Kathy Hochul's first lieutenant governor. So even those who pay attention might not know the name of the current lieutenant governor because he hasn't been in the job that long.
Yeah, exactly. You know, is that going to change is what I was curious I was going to talk to you about. Do we think that's going to change in the years ahead? Will that change by having them on the same ticket? You go back to what we thought was a pretty good relationship between Kathy Hochul and Andrew Cuomo those years, right? And then it turned out maybe not so much. So we'll be following this too, but I have to say the majority of people I'm speaking with either, like I said, don't care or don't know. So,
and then so looking into some of that policy stuff, like you said, it's budget, you think dollars and cents, but a lot of the holdup is with policy. One of those things is criminal court discovery reform that the Democratic governor is in disagreement with some Democrats in Albany.
And she needs the support. You know, there's obviously five different district attorneys in New York City, Alvin Bragg being probably the highest profile in Manhattan, Darcel Clark. They're all weighing in. Yeah, so as you mentioned, these are items that, again, the public probably isn't up to speed a lot about, but there's a lot of behind-the-scenes negotiation. That is probably, from what I'm being told, the hottest issue right now, in addition to the mask situation, mask ban, which we'll talk about. But, yeah, I mean, Darcel Clark from the Bronx, she's the district attorney in the Bronx, has weighed in. There's backroom negotiations going on. I think they were Clark and Bragg were in Albany, I believe, for some person-to-person meetings. So that discovery issue is among those, again, that's holding up this entire process right now.
Yeah, and you mentioned the mask ban, which, you know, is a complete 180 from what we're used to 5 years ago. The governor wants to put a mask ban, which I think some sort of mask ban was at one point in law, but the governor wants to get back to that, and she's getting pushback in Albany.
Yeah, you touched on it, too. You know, it's ironic, right, after what we went through in, you know, in 2020 and, you know, in New York City, if you weren't wearing a mask when the pandemic began, you know, certainly you were, you know, not allowed to really go anywhere, including a subway. And then we had this drastic turnaround. Now, a couple issues with the mask ban. Now, Governor Hochul has come out and said, number one, in terms of subway crime, which has seen a pretty steady decline in recent months, they've really focused on that, which we'll talk about a little bit more. But the Governor Hochul has been very strong in saying, listen, we got to cut down on the people who are allowed to wear a mask on a subway, you know, who can commit a crime, start a protest, even a violent crime, and get away with it because you can't be identified. You know, there's so many cameras now in New York City subways, and it's a massive subway system, but crime is really down in the last couple of months. But that's one of the sticking points. Now, the other one, if I can continue on the mask section, is about the hundreds of protests that have gone on across the state, obviously, and many in New York City since the events of October of 2023 between the Gaza, between the Hamas and in Israel, the harassment of people at protests, you know, people showing up masked at protests. There's a concern that it could, you know, add to anti-Semitism in the city here, that that hundreds can protest with a mask on, not be identified by police, not be identified by a video. So there's that, the two issues. It's the protests wearing a mask and the subway crime. And I think the last part I would mention about the mask issue was that President Trump has now come out saying that he wants a mask ban. If you see in recent weeks, some of the events that have gone on at campuses, including Columbia here in Manhattan, where, again, the president has come out and said, listen, we got to get a mask ban back on these campuses. If people want to protest, it's fine, but they need to be there without a mask so they can be identified in case they're not students on campus. And I think if you circle back and think about it, I think a lot of the Democrats who'd be pushing back against a mask ban don't want to have it if Donald Trump wants it, if that makes any sense. They don't want to be seen as, you know, kind of caving into what Donald Trump wants. So there's a lot going on with that mask portion as well that is holding up the budget as well.
And speaking of the holdup, Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie yesterday put a proposal out that would allow lawmakers to still get paid even if the budget continues to get held up, a signal that, you know, Glenn, this might go longer than the previous long one of 20 days.
Yeah, I think it will. I mean, you know, like I said, in the old days, you know, even go back before the pandemic, it was always about the money. We've talked about that here. These are policy issues. There's so much you think about, right? How the country's divided, the state divided in many ways between the political parties, and they want to get their way. You know, and I don't think they feel any urgency to try to get this resolved immediately. If it's an issue, like you said, of the discovery or the mass, they want to get what they want to get. And I think, you know, I'm as a guessing person, I would think this could go pretty substantially well past the Easter break. You know, could it go into May? I guess it's possible. We haven't heard a lot of pressure coming from New York City in terms of Mayor Adams has kind of, you know, stayed out of it and said, let the negotiations play out. So, yeah, I think this could go on for a while.
But, you know, Glenn, you look at this and someone like me who has to, you know, has to see where the next election is, how that plays into it. Obviously, Kathy Hochul is up for election next year. I think she's going to be challenged within the party. As someone from Buffalo, Kathy Hochul doesn't seem to be as popular in Buffalo as she was 4 years ago. You look at this fight in Albany. I mean, is she popular enough downstate to where this fight in Albany could help her next year? How do you look at that?
From what I'm seeing, and, you know, again, from talking to people and from following polls, it looks like her approval in New York City has slightly inched up. It wasn't good 6 months ago, for sure. You know, she's had a lot on her plate, which we'll talk about with congestion pricing and the situation, what she was going to do with the mayor here with Eric Adams. Does she have to remove him from office?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For so many high-profile things getting national attention that she had to deal with, but I think overall it didn't hurt her approval. I don't think it dramatically improved it either. New York City is dramatically Democratic in the five boroughs. If you talk about the suburbs, whether it's Long Island or Westchester, Rockland County, there are certainly some very strong pockets of Republican groups there that would not be in support of Governor Hochul being reelected. But I think she's kind of held her own here, you know, especially with the subway crime ticking down, the congestion pricing issue, which we'll talk about. You know, she's managed to, you know, keep this going. The tolling's going to stay. So I don't think her approval is dramatically higher, but it has not dropped, which I guess is a good sign for her.
Yeah, the MTA, now the congestion pricing went through a whole bunch of stuff, right? It was supposed to be implemented in the summer of 2024. That was delayed. They cut it in half. They introduced it a few weeks after Election Day. The president has tried to get that removed, but to my knowledge, and Glenn, you could tell me if I'm right or wrong, it's still in place as we speak today. Is there disagreement on how to handle this with people within her own party in Albany?
Well, I'd have to say that Governor Hochul now, as the developments even this week, she's coming across now as kind of the winner in this thing. It wasn't that way. There was pretty strong feeling, even the people who live in the city, in that congestion relief zone, which is, you know, beyond 60th Street and south. While there was some concern it's hurting businesses, that congestion pricing was working. It's cutting back. And I've been in Manhattan all morning this morning. The traffic is definitely less in the morning because of the tolling. But the consensus was that when President Trump came in, that was that. You mentioned there was a March 21st deadline. You know, there was like, this is it. This is the final deadline. Then it was extended again to April 20th. Now we have a situation where we're told this week that both sides for the MTA and the federal government have agreed to let this go until October, that they're going to need the time legally to get all their paperwork into the court that's handling this. So, you know, if you have congestion pricing tolling continuing till October, it looks like it will at this point. The question really is, you know, if it's successful and goes on that long, which would be, you know, 9 months into having it, you know, would it actually ever come off the table? So, again, that really makes Governor Hochul look like kind of in the lead here in terms of the headlines that she's managed to kind of keep this going, bring in, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue for the MTA and for other issues in the city. So it looks like congestion pricing could be here permanently, and that, you know, in terms of how she's handled it, I think the perception is that Governor Hochul's fought pretty hard for New York here.
You mentioned crime on subways going down. Does that make it a little more popular, people a little more comfortable getting on the subway instead of driving to work?
I think so. You know, and Eric Adams talked about it this week, the mayor. He said, unfortunately, when this whole matter, they've had significant drops in subway. And I know as a reporter, you know, we get these terrible calls about someone being slashed or hurt or pushed in front of a train. You have very high profile incidents, which do get a lot of attention. as they should. But then certainly the number of incidents that have happened on the subways has dropped. And I think, you know, some of the strategies between the NYPD and the governor are working. I mean, the governor called to have two extra police officers on the platform of most major stations, like a Times Square station or Grand Central and places like that, around the clock, which they didn't have before. And it does seem to be working. And that was her idea in coordination, you know, with the mayor and the MTA. So she does seem to, again, be getting some pretty good marks in that regard. I think the one thing that people will criticize is they don't really think she rides the subway very much, even when she's here in the city, to really know what's going on. But, you know, that's, she's going to have her detractors no matter what. But I think, again, in terms of subway safety, it seems to be in the right direction.
Glenn, before we let you go, you mentioned Eric Adams, Mayor Eric Adams. He is running for re-election. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo is in this race as well. Now, Eric Adams, I believe, said he's no longer going to run as a Democrat. How is that race shaping up? And is Andrew Cuomo, as we speak, the favorite to be the next mayor of New York?
He's actually easily the favorite. The polls I've been seeing even this week is that you know, he's substantially in front on the Democratic side for the primary. Now, if you take Eric Adams out of that equation, he's running as an independent. Then you'd have a Republican candidate in here as well, and possibly a Working Families Party candidate. So this could end up being a four-way race in November. You know, will Eric Adams have a chance to win? I don't know. I mean, it's Democratic people have really stood behind Cuomo here at this point, which I think some of the progressives in the party are not happy with. You know, they still look back at his, you know, resignation as governor and his role with the nursing home scandal, that kind of thing, is saying, how is he even in the race, never mind way in front? But again, the polls I've been seeing in the last week, Andrew Cuomo has a pretty substantial lead in this primary. That's the end of June in New York City. So if, again, if he wins that, he's got a very good chance of being mayor.
Glenn, you know, obviously him running makes me ask, okay, so what's next? After mayor, if he's the next mayor of New York, what's he have his sights set on next? Any thoughts on that?
He has said that that's it. I should probably have, I think he's 67 years old. I could be wrong. I think he's 67. So he's not, you know, he's still a relatively young person. He is from Queens, initially insisted this is what he wants to do, that he would even do two terms as mayor. So, you know, that would take him well into his 70s. Now, do people believe that? Do they think it's, you know, a springboard to running for president? I mean, maybe. He certainly is a very good politician. He's a very good campaigner. And you couldn't rule that out for sure.
Glenn Schuck from 1010 Wins on 92.3. Glenn, thank you so much. This was fun, and hopefully we can do it again.
Look forward to it. Good to be with you. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.